From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump approved new sanctions on Iran while stopping short for a third time of reimposing harsh sanctions intended to push Tehran to give up nuclear weapons research. Mr. Trump said he was waiving the nuclear sanctions for the last time in order to give Congress and European allies 120 days to improve the agreement or face U.S. abandonment of the pact. Robert Malley is conflict resolution specialist and president of International Crisis Group.
That's what creates this constant feeling of fragility about the deal, which is at some point the Iranians may say, wait a minute. Our deal was, we get economic relief, you get nuclear relief. Right now you want the nuclear relief and you want to chip away at the economic benefits we're getting. At some point they may decide it's not worth it for them.
According to the White House, any new Iran deal would have to cover Iran's ballistic missile and limit its nuclear breakout period indefinitely. President Trump's vulgar comments to U.S. lawmakers explaining his opposition to Haitian and African immigrants has sparked outrage and condemnation at home and abroad. U.N. Human Rights spokesman Rupert Colville called the comments racist.
This isn't just a story about vulgar language. It's about opening the door to humanity's worst side. It's about validating and encouraging racism and xenophobia that will potentially disrupt and even destroy the lives of many people.
Trump has denied the comments, which reportedly said migrants from Africa come from S-hole countries. President Trump's physician on Friday declared him in excellent health after his first known physical checkup since his inauguration nearly a year ago. It was done at Walter Reed National Hospital. Walter Reed National, I should say, since federal health privacy laws also cover the president, he doesn't have